And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
What's up? Hey there. Thank you so much for tuning into this edition of Build Your Tribe. It's a Quick Tip Tuesday. Today, I want to help you evaluate the prospect or the need that you might have to hire a business coach. In the position that I'm in, I have the opportunity to speak to a lot of entrepreneurs, many of whom are new. I would say the majority of whom are new. But I also am fortunate enough to run with a circle of really successful entrepreneurs, those who have been doing it for quite a while. And I guess that's because I've been doing this for quite a while. The reason why I get to talk to a lot of new entrepreneurs is, number one, because of the show, and number two, because of the programs that I offer, like Marketing Impact Academy, which is really kind of designed for someone who's starting their journey. And even Insta Club Hub, we've got a lot of relatively new entrepreneurs who are members of that community. And the one thing that I realize separates kind of a new or sometimes even a struggling entrepreneur, maybe someone who's not new, they've been doing it for 5 or 10 years, but they still continue to struggle, still continue to just barely make it profitable year after year. The biggest difference I find is kind of a mindset around investing in yourself. Let me just cut to the chase and tell you that the most successful entrepreneurs I know have a coach right now or regularly work with a business coach. That probably doesn't surprise you. And you may be thinking to yourself, well, I definitely want to hire a coach at some point when I can afford to. And so that's the first misconception that I want to address with you, is that when I dig deep and start asking other entrepreneurs a little bit about when they hired their first coach, 99.9% of them do so when they feel like they can't afford to do so, but they also feel like they can't afford not to. Did you know that your chances of being successful beyond the 5-year mark as an entrepreneur is pretty slim? And I don't say that to scare you, because I know you're above average anyways. Like, you're already in the elite crowd because you listen to business development podcasts. But the likelihood that you're going to fail is very high if you aren't of the mindset that you have to invest in yourself, you have to invest in your business, and you have to try to continually improve. And I don't just mean by working harder and thinking through things and just improving via experience, but I mean improving because you're investing in your education. And yes, you're investing your time every single time you listen to a podcast. That's an investment. But I'm talking about the kind of investment that is on another level. And that's what I want to talk to you about with regard to coaching. So why is it you need to hire a coach? Why is it we hire coaches? It is because, as you know, failure is the quickest way to be successful. But failure is often expensive. It's an investment. It often means that you've spent a lot of time and a lot of money and something didn't work out, but it's allowed you to figure out how to do it differently the next time. When you invest in a coach, think of it as outsourcing your failure. I would say that's probably the greatest benefit I've ever received from working with coaches, is they have often done that thing that I want to do, that I'm about to do, and they can help me avoid those missteps, those expensive mistakes. You know, when you're thinking to yourself, gosh, I wonder if we should do this or do that. Should we invest in YouTube ads or Facebook ads? Should I hire an agency, or should I bring somebody in-house to do these things? Should I try to figure it out myself? All of these questions that you bounce around in your head and you spend some time researching and trying to figure out the very best decision. Well, if you hire someone who's already made those mistakes and has already fixed them and tweaked them and figured out a system and a methodology to be successful, in essence, you're paying for the shortcut. I don't know if this analogy works for you, but the way I've always thought of it is, I'm outsourcing my failure. I'm avoiding the failure by investing in someone who's already failed and figured out how to succeed. There's no denying that we all have blind spots. Those blind spots can result from, you know, our own limiting beliefs, our own childhood experiences, our own issues with self-doubt. Those blind spots can happen because we don't have strengths in certain areas. Those blind spots can happen because we don't have experience in those areas, and blind spots are very dangerous. When you invest in a coach, you're basically eliminating a lot of those blind spots. Your coach often can see things from the 30,000 foot vantage point that you cannot see. They're going to see the blind spots that you're kind of too close to. What hiring a coach does is it allows you to work on your business versus in your business. So let me just stop right there and ask you this question. And I want you to be as honest as possible. Do you spend the majority of your time working in your business versus on your business? Most everyone, including myself, would say, yeah, I spend the majority of my time working in my business versus on my business. What percentage, however, are you spending working on your business? Like really doing the strategic work that allows your business to grow, the forecasting, the hiring, the planning, the strategizing, and the execution of those plans. Most of us would love to do those things, but we just say to ourselves, I can't, I don't have time. I have to be in my business every single day because I need a carbon copy of myself. There's not enough of me to go around. I'm a one-woman show, or I'm a one-man operation. I'm a solopreneur, or our business is just such that I have to be working in it. I don't have the luxury of working on it. Well, here's what hiring a coach does. You put your money down, you put your money where your mouth is, and you're forced to work on your business. And I know this is true for me, especially because I tend to be a workaholic. Like it's easier. I mean, let's just be honest. It's easier to work in your business than on your business. It's easier to sit down and go, let me just tackle all the things that I need to do today, as opposed to going like, okay, let me step back and trust my team to do the things that need to get done and let me work on my business. When we have hired a coach, when we work with a coach, it forces me to work on my business. I can't be working in my business when I've invested a ton of money. You know, of course, the price you're going to pay for a coach varies. Anywhere from, gosh, I hate to even give you an amount because it could be as little as $200 an hour to as much as $250,000 per year for a great business coach. I will say this, every dollar I've ever spent on a business coach has been returned to me anywhere from 2 to 10-fold, no joke. But regardless of the amount of money that you invest in a coach, you've spent that money and there's just this natural personal accountability where you feel like, I've paid for this, I have to get the most out of it, I need to show up. You don't flake on your coach. You don't flake when you've made that kind of investment, and it forces you to pull yourself out of your business and take a look at your business from a distance. Consider it almost financial accountability. A good coach knows the right questions to ask you. They're not necessarily going to do the work for you, but a lot of times I've found they have 10 times more connections than I have. You know, if I'm looking for the right copywriter or the right agency or a better person to do our graphics or design our website or whatever it is, if you hire the right coach, they've got tremendous experience. Of course, that means you've got to do your research in finding the right coach. You want to find someone who's got the chops. They have the receipts. They have the experience, number one. And they know how to be a good coach, because there's a big difference between being successful in business and being a successful coach. A successful coach understands how to bring out the best in you, how to work with your strengths, how to help you where you're weak, and also to keep you accountable. That's a big piece of it. Tiger Woods has a coach. LeBron James has a coach. Serena Williams has a coach. Nearly every Fortune 500 CEO has a coach. And the leaders, the executives in the top companies in America, they often all have coaches, because a coach is going to help you excel, help you to be better at the things that you're good at and prove in the areas where you're weak. So what might that look like for you? Well, I would say, first of all, I would start by joining a membership program or an online academy, and this is not a plug for the Marketing Impact Academy, but like that's oftentimes a first step for people where they realize like, I don't know how to do these things myself. I want someone who can show me the pros and cons and help ask the right questions and lead me in the right direction. Of course, a course is not going to do the work for you, but neither is a coach. When you might need a coach is if you've invested in program after program after program, and you just do not have what it takes to hold yourself accountable. If that's you, your first step might be just hiring someone who's an accountability coach. Literally someone who's going to crack the whip, keep you accountable, maybe meet with you twice a month for 45 minutes, set some objectives for you, make sure that you followed through, hold you accountable, make sure that you have met those objectives, those goals that you've created for yourself, develop some future milestones, and they can even do this to get you through a course you've already invested in. If you've invested in a course in the past and you have lifetime access to that, whether it's, you know, one of my courses or somebody else's course, and you're like, dang, I feel bad because I've invested in all of these courses and they're just sitting there and I just cannot force myself to get through them and to do the work. Well, then hire an accountability coach, because that's a lower level coach. Oftentimes you can find someone who's really, really reasonable. You can even hire a life coach. They don't need to have the expertise that you're learning in that particular course. They just need to have expertise in the area of holding people accountable and helping people with goal setting and objectives. The next step might be to hire someone who's actually a business coach, who has the marketing and or entrepreneurial and or specific, very specialized entrepreneurial skills that you're looking for. Like say, for example, that you're launching a retail brand or a direct-to-consumer brand or a SaaS brand, then you can hire a coach that has specific experience in that area. How do you find them? It's a matter of starting with a Google search, networking with people who are perhaps a little bit more successful than you are, asking them if they know of someone, if they've worked with someone, if they have someone they would recommend. Oftentimes, people are more than happy to share their great experiences that they've had with their own coaches. From there, your next step would be to interview that coach, to see if, in fact, they are the right fit, because that is of critical importance. You have to gel with them. You have to vibe with them. It's just like finding a great therapist. You have to have someone that you actually feel a sense of accountability to them, that they understand you. And most importantly, you need to make sure that they have their receipts. Do they have the testimonials, the track record that makes you feel really confident in making this investment? And the last thing I want to share with you before I end this episode is that you are going to feel as though you can't afford to do this. And that's how you know you need to. I have yet to meet anyone who's told me they've hired a coach that it didn't pay for itself and then some. No, I have met people who said I had this coach. I didn't love them, or I enjoyed working with them for a little while, and then, you know, it didn't work out eventually. But 99.9% of the time, even when they no longer work with that coach, or they've gone their separate ways, or they've outgrown their coach, the time they spent with that coach, they got a major return on their investment. That's it for today's Build Your Tribe quick tip. My goal is to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. For now, we're done. But I want to invite you to work with myself and Brock. We have an online membership program that you can consider Instagram coaching. It's called Insta Club Hub, and I invite you to take a look at it and see if it's the right fit for you. It's super crazy, ridiculously affordable. If you have yet to make an investment in yourself with regard to your business, I think this is a wonderful first step. And you can learn more about it, what's included, what you get, who it's for, etc., by going to instaclubhub.com. In the meantime, I just want to say thank you so much for subscribing to Build Your Tribe and for leaving your reviews. We appreciate you so much. We release episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Double check and make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss one. And I will talk to you again on Thursday.